Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
There we
with
go.
With me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yes, there we go. And this is take two because I just got told off. I'm telling everyone, this is take two of this recording because I just got told off for talking around the houses. So here we go. Here comes local radio Chris Ramsey straight at you because Rosie doesn't like a gentle conversation and a little ease in. She just wants it straight on, like we're listening to some kind of local fucking radio where we've got to quickly get to the advert so we're paying the bills. So guys, thank you very much for listening.
No,
it
stop,
is episode
stop,
120.
Stop.
Thank you for tuning in. As always, if you want to get in touch later on the show, Shag Married Annoyed. We've got loads of stuff coming up. We've got Rosie's crisp quiz. We've possibly got a Rosie mystery if she's bothered her fucking ass to do it. And we've got a question for the public and we've got some beefs, although the beefs are in fear of starting soon because this one is pissing me off already. Hey, without further ado, a word from this week's sponsor. This week's sponsor is Kirby. Hey, remember playing Kirby when you were a kid? Throwing a ball across the road, it hit the curb. It was brilliant. It hit the curb, you caught it. You go in the middle, you do it again. You could stand there for ages. It could be like 100-0. There we go. Here's the jingle.
That was actually all right.
Go fuck yourself.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. Gone. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. This week I am joined by local radio host Christopher
You know when people say
I'll tell you what.
What?
You did a bloody good job then. If this all goes shit, like shit, like creek, whatever it's called. What's it called? Shits up?
Honestly, how dare you have a go at me for taking me time to speak sometimes and, you know, making sure I map out where I want to go when you just, you've got like, there's a junction in your brain and all of the words are just trying to get out at the same time and they're
phrase?
All fucking wrong. Up shit's creek
up
is what you were looking for.
If this all goes up shit's creek, you will have a job in our local radio station.
Yeah,
honestly.
Good. Well, that's good.
And they'll probably give you a bit more than everyone else because you are off the telly. And
yeah,
that.
Well, maybe. You never know.
Hopefully, listen, we'll see. We'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. They said, thank you. Some of them I can do.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to cross that tunnel when we come under it. You know, sometimes people put it on like 1.5 speed by accident.
Yes.
I don't know what. Apologies to everyone who had to try and listen to that.
Oh, the complaints we're going to get.
Yeah.
Because people won't keep listening. They'll just listen to that and go, it's broke. And they'll tweet, we're going, it's broke. And then we'll get another one going, oh, hang on, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And you go,
yeah.
Right, great.
Oh, love them. Love them. I've told you, haven't I, when I put 2 dates out and I put like a thing, when all of them got rescheduled, I had them all rescheduled.
Uh-huh.
And someone wrote like a massive comment on my Instagram. It was like, what about London? And I like looked at the thing and I was like, oh my God, they've missed London off. Mm-hmm. The graphic designers have missed London. And I looked and London was right in the middle and I was like, it's there. And I went and replied to her and she deleted the comment.
Yeah, well, and that's like, fair enough.
Yeah, but you, like, just look twice.
Listen, I forgive people at the minute because yeah, I've got no idea. Luckily, we don't actually have any tickets like booked for anything. But thank you to everyone who's booked tickets for ours because it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, going on all these new schedules
like,
and that. Just double and triple check, especially if you've got... Rosie, some people bought tickets to my 2022, I named it like a dickhead, in 2019, before I did Strictly.
Oh, yeah.
And the tickets got delivered to them. They have them in their possession, hopefully still. I remember thinking,
well,
they're going to lose
these.
Well, no,
because they'll have the wrong dates on.
Yeah, but they're transferable. They're transferable.
So you could turn up with don't be saying
no,
stuff
you can't.
Don't
no,
100%
about. You can. If you've got tickets to my 2022, which is happening in 21 and 22, just double, triple check your dates and get in touch with your ticket holders and all that stuff that all the really professional comedians say that I don't really know how to word.
Listen, speaking of tickwas.
Tickwas.
Our tickwas are still available for our tour in December. We haven't actually checked. How they're selling. Have you checked recently?
I've stopped going on the seating plans on the arena because it gets really addictive.
Right,
it gets really, really addictive. Plus, I say all the little full seats and I'm like, oh my God.
You've got such an addictive personality.
That's weird, isn't it?
How are you on a drug addict or like an alcoholic? I don't ever know.
Well, there's time.
There is time. I mean, let's try not to go down that road, but
hey, if last year didn't push us down it, I think I'm married.
Mm.
You've never
smoked though, have you?
Never inhaled.
So, no!
Never inhaled. Just put it in the mouth. Try to look cool. put in my ear. I saw some kids in the park the other day smoking.
Did
and,
you?
They were putting in the mouth and blowing it out. You know when they put it in the mouth and blow it out and it's like proper white, deep smoke? I'm like,
yeah,
you
so they're not
inhaling.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. What are you not inhaling for? Like, oh, yeah, man. You'll get mouth cancer. That's what I got told.
Is that what Pete used to say to you?
Well, yeah. And then I was like, all right, well, what's the alternative? Oh, yeah, lung cancer. I was like, well.
Happy days.
It's, you know.
Why are we doing this?
God knows. You don't think about the dreaded C word when you're
Robin,
young and naive.
Robin asked what smoking was the other day.
Did?
Have I told you this?
No, did he?
Out of nowhere.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Ken, what did he say?
He was just like, Daddy, what's smoking? And I was like, smoking's a thing that people do. Where it's like a little stick and to sort of suck the smoke in the mouth. I said, it's really bad for you. It's really dirty. It stinks and you should never do it. And he said someone at farm school told him about it, apparently.
Oh, with the big kids.
Don't know what's going on. They must be with the big kids.
Oh, shit.
Then he was like, Daddy, is it like a brown thing with a white thing on the end? Is that what it is? And I was like, yep. And then, yeah, really strange.
See, apologies to all the smokers because I am an ex-smoker as well, so I'm a total hypocrite, but I will be telling them it's the worst thing in the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Both of them. My mum made that, it didn't work because my brother smokes and I smoke, so Sandra, unfortunately, it failed. But she made it, like, the worst thing in the world,
I'm
honestly.
Thinking about hiring someone, have I told you this?
No.
I'm thinking about hiring someone, so, like, anything like that, like smoking or, like, motorbikes or, like, drugs or anything that I don't want them to do.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about hiring an actor to like walk along the road next to her and be like, oh, hi, oh, hey, are you two having a good day? What's your
name,
little boy?
My name's Troy McClure. Yeah,
my name's Jim and I love cigarettes. And then just have him die in front of her.
God. Oh, I hate your brain. I hate your brain. Like, you actually, like, listeners, you don't understand that in 5 years' time, there will be a man turns up at the door and he'll go, hi, I'm the actor, Jim. And I'll go, Chris, no. I said no.
Yeah, but look, he's going to be versatile. It's going to be, depends what he wants, you know. If Rob wants to go skydiving, I will be paying him just to jump off my house and landing in the middle of the garden with a big blood splat, you know, one of them blood packs. And just like, they're going, I wish I'd always listened to me dad. And I go, Robin, looks like this guy should have listened to his dad.
Oh,
I'll tell you the idea when he told us his breath was minging.
No, he loves a bit of that.
I was brushing his teeth the other day and he was like, he had his mouth open because I was brushing his teeth. And he was going, And I went, what? And he went, your breath. Because I'd had the holy trinity. I'd had like a full night's sleep, a coffee and a banana.
Oh, banana! Like, that is, nah.
It's fucking the worst. It's maths teacher breath of armor, isn't it?
Well, have I ever told you when my dad used to do me Thai in the morning? I'd be like, oh! Every day, like you just dunk a tea and I'd be going, oh!
No offense to the maths teachers out there, by the way. I'm sure it's all teachers whose breath stank when you were a kid, but maths was the one that I needed the help with the most. So they'd probably lean in and be like, so if you say X, X is equal to the sum of the square, the hypotenuse. Like, but I didn't, so I breathed on him, right? And I was brushing his teeth. And he was like, dirty breath. And I went, does my breath smell, son? And he went, I went, do you ever want people to think that you smell like this? And he went, I went, well, you got to brush your teeth every day. He's brushed them religiously since then.
I
phoned Jim, the actor. I said, mate, you don't have to come round. I've sorted it myself. Had to pay him a cancellation fee, like.
What were you going to get Jim to do?
He was going
to
come round with a mouthful of Polos half chewed and spit them all on the floor in front of them and say they're his teeth. This is what happens when you don't brush your teeth, kids. And then loads of blood. And then he was going to fall over and die.
Do you remember when they used to sell the middle of the polos?
Polo holes.
You're going to
love them.
Use them.
Polo holes.
This is the way, please. Honestly, I know what you are like, though. And you're in a world of actors and that. And someone will turn up.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get someone. Neil Granger.
It'll be Neil Granger. Yeah. Gervais.
Neil, big shout out to Neil who played Gervais in Heaven. Well, Neil's done loads. He told me he used to do loads of like role play.
Tell him about the doc. Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know, but he used to do like role play for doctors.
I think
and
that's
stuff.
Really interesting.
So I think
so
actors,
on.
So, you know.
It's obviously a thing.
Yeah, so like actors sometimes will do role play in which like doctors, someone who's going to be like a consultant, like a, you know, with cancer patients and stuff, or people who've got to be broken.
Terminal illnesses.
People who've got to have, basically people who've got to have horrible news broken to them by a doctor. If you're going to be that doctor who's going to have to break horrible news to people, there is a thing that can do where actors come in and they have, in your practice, breaking horrific news to these actors and they react and it teaches the doctors, you know, how to empathetically deal with those situations.
I think that's really interesting.
What a fucking day at work, though.
I mean,
imagine getting home after a full day of being told you've got a week to live. Like,
it's intense. And he'd probably, because it's like, you know, the NHS and that, and I know they don't have loads of money, they probably use the same actor for all the doctors.
Well, Jim, that's where I heard of him.
So he'll have gone around the whole blooming surgery, bless him, being told he's dead by 11 different doctors.
Goodness me. So grim. Really interesting that that's a job, though. I can't believe it when he said it. But yeah, big shout out to Neil Granger, who played Gervais in Heaven. I will be getting you around because you're a very talented man. Don't know if you've got, you know.
You'll go the extra mile. That's what upsets us, because I know he's so method.
Yeah, if you could come maybe carrying your head in a bicycle helmet under your arm.
The motorbike now. Oh, no, the motorbike one, I will. I never want the boys to have motorbikes ever. So I'm all up for that, like. I'm not being funny though, right? We're talking about smoking and stuff. Nobody wants their kids to smoke, surely. Is there somebody sat out there who's like, when he's 9, he'll have his first tab? Like, no. Nobody wants their kids to smoke.
What if we had to ask every single person in the world, gun to their head? I'd put me house on the bean, someone going, yeah, let him smoke. Man.
Really?
I think, it takes all kinds. The world is the way it is. Everyone's different. I'll go on record now saying if you do want your kid to smoke, you're a fucking maniac. But you know, I've heard weirder things.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, another thing that
they're going to try it though. We're going to have to come to the realization that they're going to try it.
I mean, I think it's one of them things, isn't it?
It's the hard drugs I'm worried about. I've never, ever, ever touched any sort of A-class drug.
Yeah,
ever.
Well, I mean, I had CBD oil during the first lockdown to help with anxiety. And you were treating us like I was Ewan McGregor from Trainspotting. You were hiding the valuables because you thought I was going to go down, sell them for me CBD money. You fucking lunatic! You are really sheltered when it comes to that.
I know. I just know drugs.
Sure, guys. And then I broke my ankle and I got given some like ibuprofen for my ankle and some paracetamol, and I had it with the CBD, and you were like, oh my God, they'll react and you'll die.
Yeah, but I got on it though. Terrible. Once I had that moment, my jaw started kicking off, I got right on it. It's lush. Wean myself off now though, kids.
All right, yeah. You come out the other end of it,
I'm out the other end.
Wait for a fucking tell-all autobiography about a fucking week of CBD oil, guys. A week of CBD oil addiction.
Fortnite, actually.
You're nutter.
Do you know the funny thing with drugs though, right? I don't know whether I got to a party late, right?
Yeah.
Or was it a nightclub? Anyway, some people who I used to hang around with, because drugs, it wasn't like I didn't hang around drugs, they were always there.
Yeah, yeah.
They were always being offered about. But there was this one time when it was quite at the beginning, I must have been about 17, and the lads that I used to hang around with, they had horse tranquilizer, you know, Ket?
Yeah.
Horse tranquilizer, right?
Oh, God.
And I got there late because I think I must have been at work or something, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, do you want some of this? And I was like, no, because Steven's had some and he's hugging the stool. Like, I'm all right.
Little did he know. Little did you know how much your love for home furnishings would happen later in life. You don't need horse tranquilizer to hug a fucking lamp.
No, I don't. Not at all.
Yeah, but I know what you mean.
So then I was like,
I remember that.
Yeah, I'm all right for that.
Want some of this. What is it? Horse tranquilizer. You mean it tranquilizes horses? Or do I? I'm all right for that, thanks. Yeah.
Do you want some of this? What is it? What's it? MDMA. What is that though? Put on plants.
No, man, you're fertilizer. MCAT. That's MCAT you're thinking of.
Oh, what's MDMA then?
That's the main ingredient in ecstasy.
Oh, well, don't be touching that. Listen.
Yeah, honestly, guys, listen to when she talks about drugs. She sounds like someone's mom. It's so good.
Oh, no, I don't like them. I don't. Drugs are for mugs. Don't do it, guys.
Stay in school, kids.
Because my thing is as well, I'd just get the one dodgy one.
Yeah.
But I told you what I'm going to do, like what my mum used to do.
Yes, this is
the newspaper cut out at the bottom of the bed.
Every time there was any drug-related illness or death or crime in your childhood, the newspaper was, I imagine, purchased 3 times, chopped up and put at the bottom of each of your beds.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Maybe she just hide it around each of them. It always ended on my bed.
She knew. Middle child.
Promiscuous.
Danger. Listen, what I was going to say as well about Robin,
by the
way.
Sorry about that. I went on about drugs for a little while. Just gets us up.
Like a mug. What I was going to say about Robin was, Robin is now 5 years old. He's got a bit of sass.
Yeah.
He's very much a little dude. He has got his level of reading. His reading's just gone incredible now. We have so much Shag Maradonoid merch around the house that wasn't an issue before.
Yeah, no.
We are going to have to move. It's it. he's going to come in and say, Daddy, that says shagged.
Shagged.
Like, he's so close. Thankfully, the pillow that I've got has got asterisks on.
Can't it mean tired?
Not to a five-year-old who's going to school. No. The last thing he wants...
They know what we do. School knows what we do.
Yeah, but the last thing you want is his teacher going, have you had a good day, Robert? And him going, well, I have, miss, but I tell you what, I'm absolutely shagged. Oh, cannot wait for my bed tonight. Shagorama around here. God.
Rafe was so shagged last night.
Horrible.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, so it's time. Mm. It's time to put your money where your mouth is.
Okay.
It's time to put your money where your crisps go.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You ready for your crisp quiz?
I am. Oh, I'm ready. Oh, do we want to remind people what the crisp quiz is for from last week?
So last week, if you didn't hear last week's episode, shame on you! Rosie,
yeah, you're getting sacked from that job. At a local DJ job. Can't even do the backtrack.
Rosie was claiming that she wouldn't know what her special subject would be if she was on some kind of game show.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, mine was Marvel superheroes. Mm-hmm. Plus, when I did Masterminds, it was Sopranos. And we came to the idea last week that yours should be crisps. So do you feel like you know a lot about crisps?
Yes, I do. I've been eating them since I was young. I average, you know, at the minute I'm trying to be good, but usually I average at least 4 bags a week.
Right, 4 bags a week, bold.
Definitely,
bold.
Definitely.
Favourite crisp?
It's got to be salt and vinegar Walkers or prawn cocktail.
Classic, yeah. Classic. Okay, cool. So those answers make me think that you should be nailing this crisp quiz. Okay. Guys, feel free to play along at home or wherever the fuck you are, walking your dog or whatever the hell you people are doing at the minute. So, there are 25 points up for grabs.
Oh, long quiz.
In these questions, yeah. Long 25 points quiz. Plus 6 points in the bonus round. I don't fuck about. Why I don't fuck about.
Why
right?
Do I always do a bonus round?
Oh, sorry. Did you not want more content? Eh? Oh, sorry. Did you not want more enjoyment?
I mean, why did I sit yesterday for 2 hours getting questions from the public if we've got a crisp quiz to fill it all up?
Because this might be shit and boring, you might be rubbish at it, and it might not make the edit.
Right, fair enough.
There's always that. There's always that. You've got to throw enough shit, haven't you?
Come on. I'm excited.
Rosie's crisp quiz, here we go.
Yep.
I was going to do the thing where I go like question one, question two, but after like 6, I forget what number it is and it freaks us out and I can't enjoy myself. So, here we go. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Gary Lineker is the face of Walker's Crisps.
Yeah.
What was the football-themed flavour that was released using his name? Come on.
Oh, was it pizza or pepperoni?
How has that got his name in it?
Oh, shit, right. Gary Lineker. Salt and vinegar. Gary Lineker.
Salt and?
Vinegar?
Rosie. Salt and Lineker. Fucking hell.
Right, okay,
I am not helping you. And that was a free one.
I thought it was a brand new flavour.
It was ages ago. I'm not helping you like that again. That was painful.
That's funny. I don't remember that.
Right.
Right, sorry. I thought it was a new flavour.
Horrible.
Right, okay.
Name 2 kinds of ridged crisp.
What, McCoy's?
Yes, there's one.
Ridges.
Yeah.
And Frisps.
Boom. That's it.
Sorry, that was really close to the mic.
Well done. I would have also accepted Walker's Max, Walker's Deep Ridge, or Ridge Cut Kettle Chips.
Yep, Kettle Chips as well, yep.
Next question.
Yes, come on.
Name the 3 main flavours of Quavers.
Prawn cocktail, cheese, and... Oh, what? Oh gosh, is there any more? Salt and vinegar?
Boom. You're doing well.
I love Quavers.
Yeah.
Right, come on.
You got 1, 2.
I've got 3 out of 3.
Yeah, you got 3 out of 3, yeah, but I was counting the rest of them. Right. You've got them all right so far.
Okay, come on. Let's go.
Name the 3 main flavours of Monster Munch.
Pickled onion, flaming hot, beef.
Roast beef, but I will accept
roast beef.
Thank you so much.
Also, another one of my favourites.
Name, these get harder. This is a tricky one.
Oh.
Name the 3 main flavours of knickknacks.
Nice and spicy. Nice and spicy.
Give you a clue. They've all got an N. Nice and spicy. And the others are that as well.
Oh, shit. Shit. Oh.
Shit is not one of them.
No, shit and shit.
Although I probably still
shit and piss. Oh, what are they? And I love knickknacks. I can't think.
Clearly
is
not.
Is it spicy? Clearly something Tex and Mex? No.
Nah.
Oh, Chris, I'm going to have to pass. Can I pass? Pass.
Boo.
Right.
So, I would have accepted rib and sauce, scampi and lemon.
Right.
And there was actually a cream and cheese that was out for a while. I would have accepted
delicious.
That as well.
Sorry about that. Sorry, everyone.
Rubbish.
I do love knickknacks.
Okay. switch this question up a bit, okay? I say the flavour of the Walker's crisp. You give me the colour of the packet.
Yes. Okay, come on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Salt and vinegar.
Green.
Cheese and onion.
Blue.
Prawn cocktail.
Pink.
Worcester sauce.
Purple.
Beef and onion.
Brown.
Marmite.
Black.
Wow. She's
about.
Up, she's stood up, she's dancing. She's about. Actually dancing around the
Listen,
room.
Yeah, I don't mess about.
Come on, they get harder, they get harder.
To crisps. Right, come on.
International question now. If I was to buy a packet of Walker's crisps.
Lay's.
Wow!
Come on!
I repeat the question for the listener. If I was to buy a packet of Walker's crisps in Spain, the packet would not say Walker's, it would say Lay's. Very well done. Other than hula hoops, name another tube-shaped crisp.
Ooh. Weedos.
Mm.
What are they called?
Close, but I can't accept Weedos.
Why?
Because that's a fucking cereal.
Know what they're called, man? Right, tube shaped. French fries?
Nope.
I'm gonna have to pass.
Wrong. It's wheat crunchies. You are
wheat
so
crunchies,
close.
That's
I would
what
have
I
also.
Meant.
I would, well, you know,
it's only one of them.
Didn't fucking say it. I would have also accepted Smith's crispy tubes.
Right. No. Mm. Absolutely not.
In the 90s and early noughties, Doritos changed shape. What did they change to?
What they are now? A triangle?
No, they've always been that. They changed the shape momentarily. What did they change to? Come on.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Come on, you're going to kick
a
yourself.
A square?
No.
I don't remember, Chris. A circle?
They went 3D, Rosie.
They went 3D.
Doritos
they did.
Went 3D.
They did go 3D.
Shocking.
Oh, I'm upset about
Shocking.
That.
You're Sorry. Handling that well. You're handling that
Thank
well.
Thank you. Okay. I love Doritos as
Listen
well.
Listen closely.
Sorry.
I'm bubbly. I'm in a brown and white packet. I'm T-bone steak flavoured. What crisp brand am I?
I can see the packet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Is it McCoy's?
No. Nope.
It's not. It's
I'll give you one more guess.
Give us a clue. Come on.
Nah.
No, give us a clue.
Nah.
What they're called, man. They are very delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I'm going to have to pass. I can't
You're
going to
kick yourself.
They're not. No, go on.
No. Roysters.
Roysters. Oh!
Absolute
Roysters.
Stinker. Absolute stinker.
Something I don't buy very often. You don't see them individually
mm.
at the train station.
Some nah. you do. I get very excited when I see them.
Yeah, exactly.
Name any Space Raiders flavour.
Pickled onion.
Boom, I didn't think you'd get that. Very well done.
Space Raiders, Kinners, 10 pence from the local shop.
Yeah, but I never knew what flavour it was myself.
Pickled
Had
onion.
No idea. Genuinely surprised when I saw that.
Delish.
Okay. The lighter, bigger, enlarged hula hoops are called...
Hula hoop puffs.
Puffed. I will accept puffs, though.
Thank
Happy
you.
Days. Very
Thank
good.
You.
Okay. What colour is the bow tie on the Pringles man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my word. What colour is his... White?
It's Green. Red. It's red.
Red.
Shit. It's red. It's red.
That's,
okay.
That's hard.
That is the end of the main quiz. That's
oh,
the end
right,
of the round.
Okay.
We've got the bonus
okay.
round coming up. I'm just going to quickly tally your scores up here. 19 points out of 25.
That's all right.
Very good. You started extremely strong mm-hmm. and then you tailed towards the end, but they did get harder.
Yeah.
Are you... What?
I'm desperate for a pack of crisps. Anyway, come on.
You're about to get more desperate for a pack of crisps. Are you ready for bonus round?
I am ready for the bonus
Here
round.
Here comes the bonus round.
Uh-huh.
Now, I think what people realise is I haven't stitched you up there. I was going to massively stitch you up this week. The mm. whole thing was going to be a farce, but I thought I'd actually make it enjoyable and challenging
no,
and let people
you.
At home play along
yeah,
as well.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
This was going to be the whole quiz, but right. there's only three questions here, okay?
Right, okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay, so the bonus round is, I'm going to play you the sound of me eating a crisp. You have to tell me what crisp and what flavour it is.
This no. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous.
Well, this podcast is ridiculous. Are you ready?
When did you eat these?
Listen, stop trying to work
we got
out
crisps in the
stop
house.
Stop trying to work out if there's crisps in the house. That's
right, come on.
Concentrate, right? There okay. might be a pack of crisps if you do well.
Oh yes. Okay, okay,
okay.
Come
okay.
on. Right,
are you ready?
I think.
Here are the recordings done earlier today. Mm. Okay, crisp number one. That was crisp number one.
Awful.
That was crisp number one. That was a big crunch. That was a big heavy crunch.
I'm gonna just go buy crisps that you like because I don't think you'd have bought them just for this quiz.
Okay.
I think you'd have bought crisps that you like, so I'm just gonna say the crisps that you like.
Bit annoying. You might have found a flaw in your plan, but okay.
So I'm gonna say Sensations, the chili ones.
2 points. Absolutely fantastic.
God, right?
It was Walker's Thai Street Sensations. Oh my fucking God. Tragic. This is tragic.
Yes, yes. Right, okay. Come on, I know the next
You're
one.
Flying high.
I know the You're next one. High. Let's do it.
Do you now?
How many is it? Three?
Yep.
Right.
Here we go. Crisp number two. That was crisp number two.
Yep, salt and vinegar squares. Salt and vinegar squares.
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Am I?
I'm sorry, you're wrong. That was a hula hoop. Salt and vinegar hula hoops. Did you not hear the crack? It cracked. It didn't crunch.
Have we got a hula hoop?
Listen, shut up and concentrate on the pod. We've still got a podcast to do after this, right?
You can absolutely swivel. I'm having a pack of crisps in between this. If there's crisps in his house, I want them.
Okay.
Oh, how are you, man?
Here we go.
Apologies to all our listeners.
And finally, crisp number three. That was crisp number three.
It's the worst. I'm going to go with cheesy quavers.
Cheesy quavers?
Oh, hang on, no. You might have bought some for the bane.
Mm.
Pombears? Salt and vinegar? No.
You are close. You are close on the kind of texture.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, did you buy Monster Munch? Is that pickled onion Monster Munch? We've got Monster Munch in the house.
Sorry, that's three guesses. That's gonna. That was actually a red herring. That was a prawn cracker.
Oh, we've got prawn. I love prawn crackers.
I thought you were going to be angry. I thought you were going to be angry that it wasn't a crisp. But you're just excited that there's prawn crackers in the house. You're a fucking disgrace.
I love prawn crackers. Oh, I've got a problem.
That was out of 31, you got 23 points.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Very well done.
Honestly,
oh,
thank
gosh.
You.
You know what? You can have a pack of crisps as a little prize.
Can I?
Well done, you. Not thank the prawn crackers, though, because they're fucking massive.
Right, fair enough. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
And my main beef is Rosie's now eating a packet of salt and vinegar hula hoops. So,
just so good.
There we go.
Really enjoyed that quiz.
Put them down, please.
I'm just going to have two more.
Right,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but they're the loudest crisp ever, and there's already been enough crunching. Apologies for the crunching, guys. But it was part of the blooming quiz, man. It's part of the blooming quiz. Bonus round.
Exactly.
Listen, if anyone from The Chase or any of them sort of big game shows is watching and they need someone to formulate questions specifically on crisps, give us a bell. Because, you know, I only just scratched the surface of what I could have... what I was capable of there. So there we go.
He's ready and solid.
I'm ready. I'm awful. What's your beef?
My beef this week with you, Christopher, is this morning you came downstairs full of doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Thought your life was over.
Yeah.
You didn't get to sleep last night until 1:30 a.m.
Yes.
Because,
oh, you're telling everyone.
Listeners, last night we watched a prison drama called Time.
Yeah.
Last night, amazing.
First
stars,
two episodes.
Sean Beam, Stephen Graham, and Siobhan Finneran.
Yeah.
Amazing. Loved it.
The whole cast was incredible. Everyone.
Acting was superb.
Oh, too good.
Chris couldn't sleep last night at all because he now thinks that he and or our boys are going to get put in prison.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't
Why
sleep.
Do you do this?
I needed a panic attack. It's like, so when we watched Making of a Murderer,
yeah,
right? We finished that and I literally got, my hotel door got kicked in and I got arrested. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but I've said it in the book.
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah, so the story's out there if you want to see it. I got arrested momentarily and marched out of my hotel room.
By mistake.
By mistake, but it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I get it.
For nothing I'd done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know, everyone's got a weird fear. And my fear used to be, oh, I'm going to get put in prison for something I've never done.
Mm.
And now my fear is, oh, my kids are going to get put in prison for either something they've done by accident or something they've, you know, they're not going to be hardened criminals. They're going to get thrown in and you watch these prison dramas. It was too fucking good.
Yeah.
Sean
good.
Bean was just playing this amazing, like, I don't know, he was such a tragic figure. He was like a teacher and he was like, I've never had a fight and all this, and this guy was bullying him. He was amazing in it.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing. Stephen Graham, obviously phenomenal. And all the, like, all the, like, people who are playing the peripheral scrotes in the film were fucking so
unreal.
Believable
yeah.
and terrifying.
Yeah.
Everyone was believable and terrifying. I said to you tonight, what did I say? I said, watch the next episode without us. Because I kind of put myself through
it.
Me
and my mum are going to watch it tonight.
I'll sit in the other room. I'll play on Resident Evil.
Well, my beef is, this is your catastrophizing, though. Because we're children. One of them's 5 and one of them's 5 months.
Yeah, and in me
worry
head,
about.
Right.
I know, but worry about it in the future.
I know.
There's no point in worrying about it now. What are you wasting time for? Worrying about something?
I can't help it. That's... I don't fucking know. I've got serious problems. I've got serious problems.
You're not alone. And I think people will absolutely be able to, you know.
I was in a right fucking state last night. Mm. I lay in bed and I let me... My chest was pounding. I was like, I'm going to have a panic attack here. And it was...
Was it that bad?
It was so bad. And I could tell it was bad because you went, are you all right? And I went, yeah. And normally you'd go, you don't sound all right. And you just went to sleep because you thought, I can't be arsed with this. I noticed. I lay there going,
no, because
I don't think that yeah I did was very fucking convincing.
You lay there, right? Like you were in that drama, right? You lay.
Staring at the roof of my cell.
Yeah. Head back on your pillow, like just staring up at the ceiling. And I thought, I'm not getting into this.
It's weird because I woke up this morning and I walked Robin down to school, and in the cold light of day, I was like, I'm a fucking idiot. And it's like, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and you think you've seen a ghost or heard a noise, and you're like, oh my God, ghosts are real. And then in daylight, you're like, no, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. If something like that catches us at the wrong moment and it hits like me, like sort of me little, I hate the word, but me little like trigger point for anxiety. And I go, that's me one thing that I worry about. And I was like, oh my God. And it's the in, I don't want to give it, watch it, right? If you can deal with it. If you can't deal with it, don't watch it because it's too fucking good. It was like a documentary. But Louis Theroux wasn't there going, no, I'm from the BBC. There was just people going, fucking, oh my God.
Which would make it less scary because it's not actually real.
I know, I kept telling myself, I've got that Sean
Bean.
This
is why it's me beef, right? Because I just find it exhausting that I've then got to wake up and deal with you being in a horrific mood because you worried about something that might happen years down the line.
I know.
But like, you know when children have nightmares?
Yeah.
And you think, DMAs. But you're like a bloke. Oh, I just, kind of be awesome.
I can only apologise. I am just going to have to just teach them that drugs are bad. And you've got to be a good boy. And you've got to stay away from baddies.
Mm-hmm. You can't, you just don't know what's going to happen in the future. But you can't just sit and worry about it when they are like...
Well, I've told you this before. I did it in one of me. Did I do it in my Amazon stand-up special? I did it in something where I worry about Robin getting sent to prison, but he's five.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a five-year-old and he's in prison. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, he's a bit... And it's like,
right,
you know
okay.
I mean?
So you think of him in prison five.
Five. That's, yeah, yeah. The same as ridiculous. When I thought of him going to school when he was like two. And I was like, what if he gets bullied at school? And you were like, are you thinking of him as a two-year-old? Like,
you get because you were like, he can't even eat his own... can't even chop his own dinner. I was like, he's two. He's not ready for school.
I don't know what's wrong with me. But it's exhausting. You're exhausted, but try living it, Rosie.
Oh,
fucking exhausting.
I'm sorry, listen. It's exhausting. Genuinely, I know what you like. Know what you like. I do get it, but it's just, yeah.
Tell you what I never did. Mm. Tell you what I never did, Rosie.
What?
All my life. Mm? Never worried about a global pandemic happening.
See?
Look what's fucking happened.
See? Well, I mean, come
sorry,
on.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry. Give us the heads up. I could have been worrying about that shit since I was 14. I could have cleared the whole fucking way for her. But no. No one told us, and here we are.
Selfish. How then, what's your beef with me?
My beef with you is you and your mum, but mainly you.
Great.
Have
love
some
that she's lumped
kind,
in.
She, I was lumped in. She's just another version of you. You and your mum have some kind of personal vendetta against keeping the baby's bottle lids with the baby's bottle. Every time you are feeding Rafe, you finish feeding him, you put the bottle down with the teat on. Mm-hmm. And the lid from that bottle could be fucking anywhere. Anywhere. Different rooms, outside, in the car. I've known nothing like it in my life. It's like you think the lids are disposable, like a fucking Pringles lid. You take it off and you just go, no, well, fuck that. And you just sling it.
No, right, come on, listen. Do not believe him for a second. It's like on
guys,
the bench
no,
or something.
It's miles away. You take it off, you put the lid down, and then you make a journey. You make a journey.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are so anal. It's unbelievable.
I've got to wash them and I've got to put them all in the steriliser. You know what's really irritating? Sterilising a bottle, then realising you haven't done the lid as well. Then I'm going to do the lid and then think, oh, well, is that still sterile now? The teat, because it's been in the air without the lid on it. It's a disaster. Stop it. Keep them next to each other. Do you want us to put a little hole in them and put a little thing on? Like, you
absolutely
know, like
not.
People have their
You're
glasses.
Totally overreacting here. This has happened like once or twice. You're being ridiculous.
Do it all the time.
I'm sorry, I'm not having this.
This morning it happened. Last night it happened. It's always happening.
It's always within a few metres radius.
You left one in the car once.
Oh, God, sorry. My baby was crying. So I had to open the bottle and I might have left the bottle lid somewhere else. You know what you need to get? Huh? A life.
Oh.
That's what you need to get. Get a life.
Oh, what's
you
that?
Freak.
Oh, what's that? Insult straight from the noughties. Early noughties insult. Ouch. You cut us deep.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. Are they still happening, briefings?
Briefings, fuck knows. I haven't watched the news or the telly for a long time.
Who knows?
Not going to watch the telly again because I watched the telly last night and I watched the crime thing and I got scared and I didn't like it. So I'll not be watching telly for a long, long time. Wow. Long, long time, everyone. Hey. But genuinely watch time because it was really, really good. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send your wonderful, wonderful things because we just love them and we love you. So there you bloody go, right?
First one here from a midwife.
Jackpot.
I know.
Jackpot.
Love it. Okay. Dear Chris and Rosie, I am a midwife and thought you might enjoy this story.
Okay.
One day I was looking after a lady in the birthing pool. My shift finished and she hadn't had her baby yet. So I handed her over to a colleague and went home. The next week I ran into my colleague and she was really cross, saying, "Why didn't you warn me?" I thought, shit, what did I forget to tell her? What I should tell you at this point is that the lady's husband was also in the pool with her. He was also naked.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why?
Dunno. He decided...
What do you think he is? Fucking centre box?
He decided to hop in fully naked. Like, really?
Oh, we're having a bath. I'll have a bath as well. But doesn't a load of, like, scrum and that come out? And
yeah, I just don't understand. Right, I see, no, personally, I don't think it's that bad that he got in. I don't think that's bad. Why he couldn't have put a pair of swimming trunks on?
Well,
you know, for
get...
the poor, the midwives and, you know, the doctors and that, they don't want to see his fucking bowels
you
and
can't,
that.
Yeah, you can't be like, well, she's naked. Like,
no, I know, she is having a baby,
it
really, sir.
It doesn't apply, does it?
No.
Well, she's gotten out. Oh, I'll be sweating. What are you talking about?
Like, dad, do you know what all that says to me is? What an arrogant prick.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I mean?
You know what? Do I? Yes.
No, come on.
I respect the brashness.
No, you don't.
I do. In a really strange way, I respect the stupidity, the brashness, and the pig-headedness of, well, you've gotten out on, so I'm getting in when I... No, do it. No, it's
no,
not.
No, you
weird.
Don't. I have zero respect for him. I'm sorry. She's given birth.
Yeah.
What did she
say?
Well, obviously not bothered. She's obviously just like, well, there's...
How big was this birthing pool? Aren't they quite... They're not massive. They're not like...
I don't think that... I don't know. I've never been in one.
Goodness me.
But I can understand that he wanted to get in. I think that's fine. You know, birth's totally natural and I think it's beautiful and he wanted to be a part of it. Like,
beautiful.
I get it. I know you wouldn't have got in a million years.
So I don't know why... I'm sorry, I'm just going to go out there now, right? I don't know why people keep saying that birth is beautiful. It's a miracle, yes. It's incredible. It's a scientific marvel. It's phenomenal. It's not fucking beautiful. It's not beautiful. It's like saying a car crash is beautiful.
Well, I think
it's fucking
it is,
terrifying.
Because
it's harrowing.
I think it's just like, it's amazing. It's amazing that women's bodies can do that.
Use all of the adjectives you want.
The
sunset
is, not one of them.
Is beautiful, right? A baby's face is beautiful. A baby is beautiful, right? A fucking majestic mountain, snow-capped peak is beautiful, Moonlight all glistening right, yes. along a lake is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Fucking... is fucking harrowing. Harrowing. And I don't care what anyone thinks. But it's incredible.
Like, there's a beef for you. Mm. You wouldn't take pictures of Rafe coming out of my
no.
section.
No, of course I wouldn't.
I was a bit annoyed at that.
Of course I wouldn't.
The doctors did. I might look back on them. I didn't look at them properly. I was off me tits. Ooh. I'm going to look at them the day.
Something to look forward to this afternoon.
Can't wait.
Yeah? When you get yourself a coffee, sit somewhere in the house there. When you sit in one of your coffee chairs and have a little coffee and look at the life coming out of a wound inside your abdomen. Craziness.
Right, oh. Anyway, listen. This is what I had neglected to tell my colleague. Now, sometimes when a lady is in the birthing pool, you need a sieve to get rid of bits of blood and poo. You know, obviously.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Hey, have you got that beautiful sieve to get rid of these beautiful bits of shit and piss? Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Bang the sieve off the side of the thing there. There we go. It's like, again. It's like when I get leaves out of my hot tub, but horrifying.
Yeah, beautiful.
Can someone pick a bit of shit and blood off the floor? Is that shit or blood? It's black. Well, it's either shit or blood. Who cares, eh? Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Right, okay. Yes, you've made a point. Well done. Right, okay. So she's put here. Not a big deal.
Again, and I've got to respect A. I know I'm whinging about this because I'm pathetic. I couldn't watch a prison drama.
You're
I know
a comedian. I'm a comedian. I'm taking the bit. It's what you do.
Midwives. Just like, it's just so good. Like, yeah. You know, sometimes you need a sieve for the shit and piss. No big deal. I mean.
Yeah. Great. Mine were utterly fantastic both times.
So good.
So, in the low light, my colleague had scooped into the pool to get rid of what she thought was a poon. The lady's husband began to shift uncomfortably and eventually said, "Could you not do that?" It was at this point my colleague realised she was in fact trying to sieve out his low-hanging scrotum. And that's why men shouldn't get in the bathing pool with nothing on.
Could you not do that?
Imagine. I'd be like, could you not do that, actually?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I knew you'd like that.
Honestly, at first, I thought you were going to be like, he's naked in there. And he's like, hey, look at us naked in there. And then, like, she has a shit. And he's like, oh, come a shit in here, can't we? And I thought I thought you'd had a shit as well.
No,
that's even better. Just whacking the sieve off his balls.
Tell you thinking what, it was man. A bit of poo and just...
What a... Oh,
I'm so serves him right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Put a pair of swimming trunks on.
Hey, what a stupid man.
I know.
I'm going to go out there and I'm going to say, he's a stupid man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, oh, very. Wow. It's not your day, mate. Put your clothes on. We're not here for you, actually. Fuck off. Get out. That's what I'd have said. God. Anyway, after much frantic apologising, they eventually laughed about it and a lovely baby boy was born soon after. However, she has never totally forgiven me. So there you go. Babadoo, 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 ba. Just a quick one. Please keep me anonymous. Listening to last week's screw punishment, I don't know what that is.
No idea.
Prompted me to come clean about an evil passion of mine.
Bloke made his kids count the screws and organise his screws in his toolkit when they were naughty.
Oh gosh, Chris, I don't remember that.
Ages ago, recorded that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Ages ago.
Right. Okay. Well, I told you I'm getting all the
take a back now.
Getting all the back track. Getting them on the back track on the emails. Thank you, Faye, who goes through the emails.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank
yep.
You.
Yep. This prompted me to come clean about an evil passion of mine.
Evil passion. Okay.
You will hate okay. This lady. One of my favourite things to do when in the hardware section of the store is to always take one screw from one box and add it to another.
Die.
I take great satisfaction that somebody might be there to buy a 5mm screw but end up purchasing an 8mm screw. My boyfriend hates that I do this.
Enjoy hell mm-hmm. when you finally get there.
That's
you
really
awful person.
Isn't that like proper sinister?
What's the point
sinister?
In that? It's also you're not getting. When are you ever going to see the sort of
payoff?
Yeah, the payoff of
she
that.
Just, but she just knows, and I think that's horrible.
But are they getting an extra screw, or is she swapping them?
No, so she's swapping them over.
Oh, so it's not even an extra one you don't want. It's you lose one, you got a massive one.
Well, I think the nightmare is that if you're just up a ladder and you're picking screws out the box. And you pick one up and you go put it in. You're like, well, what? Oh. It's just that moment of, it's horrible, isn't
it? It's evil.
Evil. I don't even like that. I don't agree with that. I'm not even here for that. Don't like it, actually.
Some of the stuff we haven't been offended by on this podcast, and we're massively offended by.
I'm really upset
by
that.
There's only 3 mil in that, so I don't know what she's doing there. 5 millimeter, 8 millimeter.
But that's worse.
What is that, though? That can't be length, because that's nothing. So that's got, is a diameter?
Don't know.
What the hell's going on?
See, because it's not even that much, so that's...
Just buying it.
There'd
be no difference.
Is it not?
That was putting one on.
Oh. It doesn't make any difference.
Backfired, bitch.
My
no
DIY
difference.
Husband said, actually. And he uses screws a lot.
I do use screws. Put them in my Lego and stuff, and sometimes I put them on floor and burglars will stand
exactly.
them.
Yeah. Oh, I love you. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous. This story is about a friend, but I do not want to put my name to this.
Happy days.
Warning, this is 100% true and 100% horrific.
Great.
A couple of weeks ago, my mate met up with a woman who he had been talking to on Tinder over the previous few weeks. Tinder schninder. My mate was quite nervous about meeting this girl as he hasn't been on a date for years. The day came and my mate set off for his date. They met at a local cafe for a coffee and went for a walk around a lake nearby. They were getting on really well, having a good laugh, etc. As they returned to the car, they were sat talking in my mate's car. Right, so they returned to the car.
Yeah, okay.
So sometimes I think people are so desperate to get out what they're saying that I think they don't write properly, but that's fine. One thing led to another, and they started kissing and touching and enjoying each other.
So they've went on the first date, they've met on Tinder, first date, cafe, walk around a lake, back to the car, hanky-panky.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah, 2021, now it is.
Yeah?
Yeah. She stopped and pulled away and said, I can't do anything as I'm on my period, but I'll give you a hand job.
Gee whiz.
Who are these women, man?
Gee God, whiz.
Do not be giving out hand jobs.
In a car.
Willy-nilly. In cars.
Willy-nilly. Willy-nilly. Willy-nilly is actually another name for a hand job.
Come on, girls. Come on.
Wow.
So, off she pops and starts bashing the bishop.
Fucking hell. Who wrote this?
I don't know. As he was getting towards the finishing line, he grabbed the nearest thing to ejaculate into... This was a new disposable face mask.
That is a love story for our times.
Isn't it just? Honestly, there you go.
Happy days.
Happy days, you may think. Fast forward a few days.
Shut up.
And my mate was taking his mum to a nearby shopping centre.
No.
They parked the car.
No.
Grabbed their face masks out of the centre console of the car and proceeded to walk into the shop. This is where it goes downhill. As they were in the shopping centre, my mate turned to look at his mum and realised she had not picked up her face mask, but the cum-covered face mask he had spread his seed into a couple of days previous.
Oh, man alive.
He said, the outside of my mum's face mask looked like a fucking plasterer's radio.
It's just the worst.
Next one. Absolutely covered.
That is horrendous.
My mate's mum was completely unaware that she had cum stains all over the front of her mask.
Oh.
My mate did not know what to do. He didn't know how or what to tell his mum, so he just didn't say anything.
Great.
They were out shopping for 2 hours.
No.
With my mate's mum walking around with cum, basically plastered
just
all over her face.
Breathing in her son's spunk.
Yeah.
This. Honestly.
How would you be able to tell your mum? What would you say? How?
That's a really good point. That, do you know what it is? Until you've said that, I was like, well, just tell her your animal. How can you go?
So you're telling me you would tell your mum?
No, to tell her that you can't have that mask, but how would you, you're right.
What
how,
would you say?
Have quite, yeah.
Well, why? What's the matter with it? Oh, it's dirty. Well, let's just give it a wipe, man. It's fine.
Yeah.
No, mum, it's dirty. Well, how are you, man? It doesn't matter. I want even popping in and out. Just tie it on. It's fine.
God.
No. There's cum on it, mum. Cum all over this. My cum on the mask, mum.
There's cum on it, mum, but it was my fault. It was an accident. I fell.
It wasn't my cum, mum. Oh, gosh, this is something you want to tell us. No, man. Oh, God, no, this is good.
Mum, it was my friend. My friend came on it, and then he made me keep it for him. And it's his, and you should tell his mum.
Simon, you're 34. Shouldn't be doing things like that anymore. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep this story anonymous. It happened 13 years ago and still makes me recoil in horror every time I think about it. But it's quite funny, I think. Or maybe just weird.
Either way, I'll take it. Yeah. Funny or weird, I'll take it.
My husband and I were in the exciting, starty bit of our relationship when we went away on a Greek island holiday for a week. Do you remember that bit?
I do remember
that
bit.
Lovely, like, amazing. Can't keep your hands off each other. Yeah. Really exciting.
Class.
But our honeymoon.
Yeah.
That was
all right,
nice.
Man. All right, man.
I know, but do you remember?
All right, man.
It was lush.
We'll take the piss. We don't compliment each other anymore. What are you doing?
No, come on. It was really... We smiled all day. Like, it was just lovely.
We did.
We had a lovely honeymoon.
Do you remember? Have we talked about this? How, as we left Santorini, I told the people in the hotel that I'd be back in 3 years and I'd be able to speak fluent Greek. So we've never went back.
For your 30th?
Have we talked about this?
No.
So as we were leaving there.
Still waiting for
we're
you.
We're at the Santorini on our honeymoon. As we were leaving, I said, I'll be back for my 30th and I'll be able to speak fluent Greek.
Greek.
And they looked at us like I was a psycho. And I was like, 3 years is loads of time. I downloaded one sort of CD of how to speak Greek. I listened to a bit of it and I went, oh, I'm married for this thing.
Do you know what's hilarious?
And now I can't go back. Tiny island. I'd bump into them, you know.
I know, it would be horrific.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say anything. I think I went along with it. I think I said the same.
Oh.
Because I can speak a little bit of Greek.
You can speak a little bit of it,
but,
yeah,
but you, I mean, obviously you just went above and beyond.
Mm. I remember Catalavenity. Catalavenity?
What's that mean?
Name or something? I just remember Catalavenity. I don't know what it was. See, I just say Catalavenity.
I don't know what Catalavenity means.
Something about what's your name or my name is or something like that. I don't know. Anyway.
Tikanis?
My point is, I can't go back to Santorini because someone there expects us to be able to speak fully Greek and I don't want to embarrass myself.
No, let's not. Garisto. Right. We were pretty much pissed the whole week and spent a lot of time enjoying each other in our apartment, as you do.
Sorry, I'm going to have to step in on the phrase enjoying each other. I don't like that at all.
What do you mean?
That's an absolutely horrendous phrase.
Oh, he's got his pure comedian hat
no,
on.
No, we were enjoying each other, weren't we, Marjorie? We enjoyed each other in the bath and then we enjoyed each other on the bed. And then it was nighttime and, you know, you couldn't really see our balcony, so we enjoyed each other on the balcony. Oh, George, stop it. Get in the sea! Enjoyed each other.
It is rank, actually.
That's the worst
no,
phrase.
No, it's horrible.
I would rather they wrote fuck each other's brains out.
Right.
That's more honest and less,
yeah.
Ugh, enjoyed each other.
Well, they did, though. They just enjoyed each other.
Stop
Rudy
it.
Bits.
I don't like it.
Okay, all right. We spent a lot of time enjoying each
stop
other
it.
In our apartment, as you do. And you're still all new and exciting to each other. Don't ask me why, but my husband decided it would be a good idea to make a special record of all our fun times by taking quite a few saucy snaps on my digital camera.
Got you.
We probably got a bit too into it.
Oh, God.
There were pictures of things that nobody really wanted to see,
oh, Jesus.
Including the point of climax, quite explicitly seen.
Oh,
and
heavens to
put,
Betsy.
She's put, now it makes me feel sick, but that's 10 years of marriage for you.
Oh.
No, but you know what it is? They're not doing it, like, they're no harm. They're taking saucy pics of each other on her camera. They're married, yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
No, they're not married yet, but they're enjoying
each
other.
Stop it.
So, we returned home and I uploaded the snaps onto my laptop along with all our other holiday pics, and then we forgot about them.
Jesus.
Fast forward about 5 years and we are married and my laptop, the same one, starts playing up. And we mention at dinner with my mom and dad that we're thinking of buying a new one.
Oh, no.
Dad steps in. To give you some background on Dad, he loves wires, computers and fixing anything techie.
Sorry, he loves wires?
So...
Why is she led with that? Read the list again.
He loves wires, computers, and fixing anything techie. So he's a bit of a techie nerd. He
but
just
wires,
likes elect-
specifically.
Yeah.
Dad, my mouse is broken. Right, okay, cool. Where'd you plug it in? That's a wireless mouse. Fuck off, love.
He just likes
just
electrical stuff. Anyway.
That's like saying my dad is quite a foodie. He loves cups, plates and stuff that goes in them. Fucking weirdo.
He's also a bit obsessional about things. In their kitchen, all the spices are in matching jars with labels made on his computer label machine, and the jars are in alphabetical order.
I love
that's
them.
Nice.
I love them. That's
I would
fantastic.
Love that, but I just
you couldn't
can't
keep that up.
Be arsed. No, never.
You couldn't keep that up.
No, I promised myself when we moved in this house that there'd never be washing on the floor, like clean washing. Fuck me.
There's more.
I know. It's shocking. Got no way to hide it. It's just, oh, it's disgusting. Anyway, In the wardrobe, he has a separate drawer for coloured, white and patterned T-shirts, also labelled with labels from the label machine. So, you know, this is the bit, right? She skirts over this bit. We're going to get to the interesting bit, but she really skirts over this bit. And this is part of the reason why I've read it, because this is fucking weird, right? He also tracks me and my sister with his iPhone on Find Friends a lot. Funny at first, but now getting annoying.
Right. Wow.
What?
So he tracks
How old
them.
Are they?
Okay,
Nine.
That's strange. Well, I mean, I like logging into the cameras and telling you what you're doing.
No,
and stuff.
Well, that's fucking no. We'll get to that next week. Don't
you
don't
went out
talk
the other day?
Now.
But you went out the other day, and I was out with the boys. But I got the thing on my phone saying that you were leaving, and I was like, "Have fun." Just text you like, "Have fun," and you were like, "Fuck off."
Horrible.
I like knowing what's going on. Hate Nothing it. Happens on here without me saying it.
Awful. But would you want your dad to know where you are all the time?
It is a little
bit strange. That's not cool.
I just can we just go back to the point that this man has really got his money's worth with this label maker?
Yes.
Someone bought him that label maker and they didn't see him for a fortnight.
Yeah.
They just heard and he was just labeling.
They are
everything.
Very cool label
love
makers.
Bloody love them.
So Dad steps in about the laptop and says he thinks that it's probably just in a bit of a mess. Oh, that there are lots of programs on it that don't need to be running, and would we like him to look at it? We agreed, having completely forgotten about previously mentioned photos.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, every week, Mum and Dad spent a day at ours looking after the kids. So a few weeks later, I returned home from work and Dad proudly told me he'd given the computer a good sort out and that it was running much faster. I tried a few things and it was running great. I was chuffed and said thank you very much, and that was that. Later that evening, when they'd gone, I was on my laptop again and went to save something. I noticed all folders looked a bit different, with different names. Not that surprising, knowing Dad and his obsession with sorting pointless stuff.
Oh my God.
I noticed next that he'd had a sort of my photos too. There was now a folder for each year, then inside each year a subfolder for each month, then in each month more folders such as 21st birthday or graduation.
Oh my word.
I was having a look through thinking this is quite good. I'd forgotten loads of these photos were even there. I carried on browsing and clicked on 2007, then on August, then I saw it. The most horrific thing ever. Next to a folder labelled Santorini, that's funny, there was another folder entitled Santorini-Private.
No! Oh my God!
So not only had my dad been through all the holiday snaps and obviously looked at them in enough detail to know some of them were indeed private and some were not, he had also separated them into two separate and handily labelled folders. Just to clarify, the private folder included ejaculation shots of my husband's knob and many other equally mortifying close-up shots. Me and my husband both wanted to die and have never spoken of it with my parents again.
I am blown away.
It's awful, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm blown away. I tell you what I'm mainly blown away by.
What?
I'm blown away by the fact that this man is so, like, turned on by organising, and he's such an organising guy. Mm-hmm. He had to trawl through those disgusting...
To separate them.
Because they needed organising. Hey.
No, I'm not clapping that.
I'm clapping that. That is a man who does a fucking job. That is... Wow.
That must
and also,
awful.
How difficult to get a photo mid-ejaculate, like... What the hell? That's like trying to catch a hummingbird's wing.
Yeah, that is a bit
shot.
Strange, isn't it? They got so very strange. Into it, obviously.
Jesus.
I know, I just think that's awful.
Wow.
Awful.
So he's organised all the photos, mm-hmm. and he's put all the stuff in there. He's put them in the folder, he's given the laptop back.
Yes.
Do you think the next time that they pop round the house, they were having dinner, and he just came up with his label maker and just stuck a little label on her that said, slag.
Slag-daughter.
Slag-daughter.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is part of the Acast Creator Network. Sorry, you're going to say something again,
I was just going to say, we hope you've enjoyed yourselves. Like Chris and I have enjoyed each other.
Stop it! Don't know why that makes... Honestly, it makes me stomach... Makes us feel a little bit sick when I hear that. Makes me feel a little bit sick. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to get in touch, at shagmanord@gmail.com. My 2022 app, that is actually happening in 2021 and 22, is still on sale. And there are still some tickets left. Not many. They're going fast for the December dates of the Shagged, Married, Annoyed Arena Tour. Whoop. Which is something we never thought we'd say when we started this little podcast from home. And as always, thank you so much. And we'll be back all over your face and taking photos of it and showing my dads next week.
See you later. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.